You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And speaking of new music, we've got Masbo Q in the studio.
Morena. Yo, what's good?
How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much.
Hey, it's such a pleasure to have you up here. People will know you formerly as Unchained XL.
That is correct. I made the transition to Masbo Q this week just been. But it's something that's been brewing for a long time. Like, I've never really been at peace with the moniker Unchained XL for various reasons that I explained in my social media. But yeah, I mean, I think the transition to Masbo Q has allowed me to broaden my sort of scope in terms of musicality and, yep. and also content and lyrical content and stuff like that. So it's an exciting year ahead for me, I think. And I think my listeners will be, I'm just keen to give them some new stuff.
Awesome. Well, we're very keen to hear it. And you have got a new single out today, which we'll be listening to shortly. What can you tell us about this, To The Gates?
Yeah, so To The Gates is my, it's like my debut foray into like the personal world, world of personal and vulnerable music, which has typically not been my style. You know, Unchained XL was very confronting and political and all about like the migrant experience and the anti-racism and stuff, which I'm still intending to keep for sure. But I figure, you know, like every human being is multidimensional. You
know
what I'm saying? Like no one is just devoid of emotion. And as a creative, I obviously needed somewhere to channel that. But I felt myself being too constricted by the platform that I built for myself on Unchained XL. So when I started writing this more personal music, I'm like, well, does this fit the Unchained XL picture? I don't think it does. And then the music that I've been writing since that followed that same path. So I'm like, okay, what am I going to do now? And I thought, you know, this is probably the right time to make the change. But I think To The Gates, it's like about the personal journey of seeking absolution, letting go of guilt, letting go of heavy burdens and that kind of stuff.
So where did the name Masbo Q come from? Because how do you kind of come up with a new, I guess it's kind of your new identity in many ways, because it's the first thing people will find when they're like looking you up and stuff like that. How do you go, that's the name that's going to fit this new project?
So it is encoded from my birth name. When people ask me personally how it is, I tell them, but in terms of like the public record, I don't say it just because I like to shroud it with a little bit of mystery.
Totally. Well, it's really exciting to have this sort of new project on the burner, but as you just said off mic, it's not the only new thing you've got going on. Congratulations on just becoming a dad.
I'm a new father. 2 weeks today, actually.
Super
had
exciting.
A beautiful girl, and she's been robbing me of my sleep, but it's all good, you know, like I'm loving it.
It must put you know, a lot of things in perspective as well, especially when you're writing more personal music and things like that. I guess that kind of adds a whole new dimension to it.
So a friend of mine, KYT, he hit me up for a verse, and I was like, at the time I was like, man, I'm too busy, I can't do this. But then I thought, you know what, I'm just gonna give it a go, because, you know, I had been just dadding that whole week, and I'm like, you know, I need to take at least, you know, a couple hours out and see if I can still do this music thing. Lo and behold, the verse that I wrote came in like 10 minutes, you know. When it usually would take like an hour or so for me to write a 16 bar, but this, like, the content just flowed out because there was something about obviously having a child, bringing a new life into the world, that inspired so much in me. And it was very, very easy to write.
That's awesome.
To that song. So yeah,
that's so cool. So To The Gates, is this a precursor to longer length things we're going to be hearing? Are we getting any records or EPs coming out in the near future?
I do have an EP prepared that's rolling out over the next couple of months, and
awesome.
That's taking me in a new direction, but it's still got a few elements of, you know, what I was doing before.
Well, it's kind of, I guess your politics never really leave you, because it's always in your
it's
heart.
Always there.
Even if you think you can put it aside, no one really can.
That's right.
Hey, so I'm so excited to have this track up here too. We've got a video in the near future as well.
What's this about? The Umbrella Creative, who are the production team behind the video, did a stunning job of making this cinematic sort of short film-esque kind of music video for me that I'm dropping this afternoon.
Awesome.
The special thing about it for me is that the entire cast is Afro-New Zealanders.
Awesome.
Which is amazing, because like the whole thing for me from Unchained XL up until now has been about giving, you know, Afro Kiwis a platform, and I've done that in various ways. I used to run a gig series called Afropolitans, and I run a jam series called The Loft, which had its inaugural session last year, and like most of the vocalists there were Afro-Kiwi. So I'm passionate about that. So to be able to do this high-end video showcasing the actors and actresses from my community is really special.
That's super cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're going to play the track now, Masbo Q, formerly known as Unchained XL. It's such a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thank you for coming up. Congrats again on a wonderful song and on a wonderful new baby as well.
Thanks for having me.
Stoke these flames. One more time, there is no replay. I can't let go, I'ma hold these chains. One day I'll look back and it won't be pain. But right now it comes and it goes in waves. Never thought I would go these ways. I don't sell out, I don't betray. Nah, I won't be strong, nah, I won't be brave. Man, it's always been me holding everyone's guts. But who's gonna hold my spade and dig me deep in the grave? So I take these sins to the gates. I say, who's gonna come my way and bury me deep in the grave? I'ma take these sins to the gates. My God gon' take him away, take him away. So I scream into the silence of the dawn. Feels like it's the only thing that keeps us warm. Even though I know you said that you prefer the cold, I'd so. Dreamt about planes and trips. I had to ask your mask on, cause I knew I could never put the blame on this. I didn't know your left from your right. I didn't know my right from my wrong. I just navigated by feel, and I feel more than I could ever write in a song. But am I right in wrongs? Or is it too little too late? And when I get to the gates, is my God gonna take it away? I said, who's gonna come my way and bury me deep in the grave? I'ma take these sins to the gates and hope my God gonna take him away. Take him away. So let's wait until the dusk turns into dawn. Cause I don't think you're ready to be strong. Even though I know you said that I won't just move on, I'm torn.
From Masbo Q, that is To The Gates. Thank you so much to Masbo Q for coming and chatting to us this morning. What an absolute pleasure it was. Very exciting to hear new music, formerly known as Unchained XL. Really looking forward to hearing an EP. That'll be really exciting.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.